Okay, so it is 7:03. We're going to start the meeting. This is Trish, and we also have Ken and Erica here, and I'm going to do the roll call because Luke isn't here today. So I will start Guillermo Arauz. And probably Stacy Austin. Erica, David Bonner, Mindy, here, Renee, Anya Herman, here, I am here, Ken is here, Kurt Johnson.
I'm here, I'm on Zoom.
Thank you. Kurt Johnson, Chris Johnston. Jennifer Kelly. Megan Cascatallo. Farzad Kaladin. Kent Kirk. Lainey McGinn. Robert Navarro. Darren Oates. Mary Jane Oliver, Christina Papernick, Diana Flywiz, Abigail Rogers,
here,
Cindy Shea,
here,
Liz Simon, Whitney Simon. And Dorota, you are here.
I'm here. Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We do not have a quorum tonight. So we will move on to advisory board chair comments. And Erica, do you have anything?
Going forward, as we proceed down the diversity path, if you guys ever come up with any or know of events that are going on in the upcoming month or maybe even the following month, please let us know. Or, you know, in a perfect world, you know, one of you guys could announce it. We'll be open for any of that. You know, just things that are happening in our community that, you know, we may have not been aware of or that, you know, would assist or help with the diversity so that the rest of the meeting or the groups and the people in the meeting can also use that information and spread it throughout the community. So that was, you know, I discussed it. I was wondering if it should go to like outreach, but, or we can just announce it or individuals can announce it. I'm open to whatever way we think is the best way to get it out there, but.
Maybe for now, have it by email address and we can forward it on to the community.
With that, I brought flyers for an event that's happening on Juneteenth. Emmanuel Chris Welch is having, he's the Speaker of the House, and he is having a Juneteenth and Father's Day Festival on Monday, June 19th from 2 to 6. It's at Memorial Park District, 639 North Wolf Road in Hillside. I will have Luke send this out to the group so everybody has it in case you wanted to go and anybody who's here today could take a flyer.
Along those same lines, River Forest has their annual Juneteenth flag raising on June 12th at the library. I hope that people show up and
I believe it's at 11 a.m. on June 12th in front of the library.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with that, maybe if you can, Trish, have Luke send out a request if anybody wants to volunteer for that. Besides the flag raising, there is going to be a parade and expo as well. And I believe Juneteenth committee is looking for volunteers. I'm also going to do a land acknowledgement before we begin. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather.
Okay, do we have any public comment at this time? Hold on, could you use the vote? That would be great. Thank you.
We went through this quorum thing last year, and I think a couple of times we kind of terminated what we were going to have as a meeting. I don't want to run afoul of any rules or anything. What are we allowed to do when we don't have a quorum, and what don't we have to do? Like, we don't have a quorum. Last time someone asked by email to fill out this thing, notes or minutes from our subcommittee, but it was just two of us that talked. Is that all bureaucratically necessary if we don't have a quorum?
If we don't have a quorum, it's not bureaucratically necessary, but what we have found is actually very helpful for the committees to go back on those if they need to. So for a quorum, if we don't have a quorum, I don't believe it is required, but it's good for the subcommittees to do that, just to follow. Vote on items, so we continue to work in subcommittees, but we don't.
We are down to, I think, 26 people on the advisory group now, so we need 14 for a quorum. So we have 12.
We'll pop in, we'll put on the meeting minutes. Talk to your liaison for the subcommittee.
And that is, I mean, you know, quite frankly, that is an issue that we have to figure out, because we do have a certain amount of people, and, you know, the groups are not huge. So when a few don't show, you're down to one or two. So, you know, we just need to start talking about ways to fix that. I mean, it's, you know, yeah, you can reach out. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We definitely, timing-wise, got to get some in for sure. Yeah, so.
Because, you know, an unfortunate time in the fall where, in winter, where we just, for various different reasons, it was difficult to get together. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the summer comes, so that's another thing. So I think somebody on Zoom wanted to say something, Ed.
Yeah, that was me. Can you guys hear me? It's the Rhoda.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't hear the whole conversation, so I might be repeating whatever was said, whatever somebody might have brought up. But I was thinking, because, like, for example, my group, it's right now it's three people, it's and we don't have that much work to do right now. So I was thinking maybe Anya and myself and Donna, who just became a member of our group, could join different groups, and that would give us a little bit more manpower, and we could do some work with other groups since we don't have much work. And another idea, I don't know if that's feasible, but before each meeting, should we just confirm who's coming and who's not coming? And because, you know, I sometimes feel that we join those meetings and they're not that productive. They could be obviously a little bit more productive, and just to be respectful of everybody's time. And
yeah, Dorota, let the chairs kind of talk about that specifically.
Okay.
With your subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come up with some thoughts.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anybody else on Zoom want to make a comment?
I don't know if this is the time or further down on the agenda, but last meeting we talked about the consultant survey, I haven't seen it. I don't know if someone requested it last time or not, but survey results, and also, I don't know if anybody asked for it last time, do we have a contract with the consultant that can be distributed among the advisory group so we know what this consultant's going to do for us or the village?
So we just received the results of the survey, and we are working on a presentation to bring back to this group. So we will be bringing that back, and we will also bring back what the advisory group is going to do for the village as well. So I don't know if that's going to be in, you know, the next meeting or the one after that. We just have to make sure we have the presentation ready for you. They gave us a lot of stuff.
Mindy, do you mind going to a microphone?
Not at all.
Here, do you want?
That working?
Yes.
Okay. So a follow-up to that question. So I'd like to see the contract. And so should I just make a FOIA request to the village to get the contract? Or how could we be privy to the actual contract itself?
Mindy, I'm trying to remember when we began was distributed to the group. I feel like that was distributed to the group, but
no, ma'am, it's never been distributed.
I know that you had some correspondence around that, so there's no reason.
No, Eric, I've never requested that.
Never requested it?
No, at last meeting somebody talked about it. I don't know who, but no, I've never. But I can make a formal FOIA if I need to. If that's what you want.
I don't think it needs to be a formal FOIA, but we will connect you with Trish or Matt in relation. There's a reason why we haven't sent it. I can't remember. We'll get one of them too.
I'll have Matt respond to you for sure, either with it or why we can't, one or the other. I would respond to you, but I can't. No, I'm sorry. So we're having a technical issue for some strange reason. Matt and Luke can send Mindy emails, but my emails bounce back, and now they're not bouncing back. They're just not going to her for some strange reason. And now Lainey, I believe, had a issue. You didn't get Luke's email, and then you didn't get
Erica's. So we may be just having between servers, between certain email addresses.
Right. Yeah, brand new today. Yeah. Right. It's just strange, and Matt and Luke can email Mindy. I just can't. So it's strange. So, and we have our IT looking at it. They can't figure out what the heck is going on. So that's why Luke sent out the information for today's meeting to make sure everybody got it. Now apparently somebody else didn't get it. So
there an appropriate time where IT would be there that she would be by a computer, or you just think they'll be able to resolve it when they just take a look at IT?
Maybe not that long, but it's been a long time. It has, for sure. At least six, for sure. Maybe longer. It's been a long time, and we're not sure why.
Let's look at it and maybe just consider scheduling. And so at least we know IT.
So they felt they fixed it on our end, but apparently not. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I have a question. Okay. So we're down to 26 people from the original 41 or 43. So do we know of those 26, if there's, because I was under the impression we couldn't reduce that number. So how did we?
So we spoke with the attorneys, and we can't have more than that, but we can have less than that.
Okay. That many that weren't participating. So are we certain that those 26 want to be helped, or I mean, how do we?
I believe all but two of them, I believe, have at least responded in some way to me.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've obviously noticed the same thing, right? And so we have been trying to think of ways to say, hey, are you in or you're out? What's really going on? And so Trisha definitely been reaching out to see when we have people like, you know, where are you on this? And we're slowly getting it together. So it didn't work.
I'm wondering if one of the chairs could make a motion to the village board, reduce the number, maybe actually also introduce something that says, you know, if you miss three consecutive meetings, and I mean, maybe three is the wrong, I don't know, but originally we talked, we first started this, that you needed to show up. Now people are just, for whatever reason, I mean, it's, you know, gluten-free, I'll come to the pizza party.
Right. Yeah, I think, I know, when we took a look at it, I know we have to work through Kathy, so there's, you know, we are definitely look at it. I think we can at least re-look at it one more time just to see, because I can't remember. Recall why, but we did look at that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an idea. So, and, you know, we are trying to give people just a little bit of grace because we weren't.
I think when people are more comfortable coming in person again, I think people are slowly starting to be more comfortable. It might help. I think being on Zoom can be, especially for the small group work, can be hard.
You did reach out to people. They generally said, yes, I'm still in, or what did you?
Yes, they either said, yes, I'm still in. I will come when I can. I really want to do this work. Or they resigned. So there's only two people, I think, left on the list that didn't respond at all to me.
I also, if I may, I think that if we talk about introducing kind of punitive attendance measures, which I understand we might have to do, but I want to just be an advocate for, I think that if those measures are in place, we need to continue to have the Zoom as an access option, because I think that for some people, Zoom may be a more feasible way to participate, especially because not everyone, like, we all don't have the same 24 hours, and, like, I think that increasing access will ultimately increase attendance.
Understood, Anya. Yep.
Yeah, I think we'll take it where we can get it right now. So, yeah, we're fine with Zoom at the moment. The only thing that, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, groups can talk to each other during the breakout sessions. That's the only thing, but we're working around that. So.
And remember that the village has offered, if you're not able to connect at this meeting, space during the day, during working hours, or the subcommittees, as another option is in these times.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, so the next thing on our agenda is to continue to work in small groups. I think last meeting we did about a half an hour, 20 minutes or a half an hour. I think that worked well. And so we'll do that again if everybody, yep.
Yeah, could I, it seemed like last time there was, with few people were here, we had a breakout group, and it seemed like we had like a duties to do. And the duty we had last time, because people said we haven't, you know, forward progress, would be to get all the information we need from the village in these different subcommittees that we've broken down here. And I think someone said the village was not going to be able to get us that stuff until the mid-May. I think Mindy said that she thought the request should be in by mid-May, but I thought that the village said it would take until mid-May because you guys had the election coming up and everything.
No, Mindy was correct. The information request we wanted by mid-May, but
okay.
I received the supply chain one, and we started working on that. I did send the information that was requested about police stops and the red light camera information to that group. And those are the only two requests we've received so far.
I think there was another team that may have. So teams are sending requests in. And part of what you to do in teams in this space is to firm up your goals. And I understand that data might be some need or information need for that, but as much as you can firm up what you're interested, like where you want to proceed, that would be helpful.
So I think one of the things we requested from the village was so we could have this information, we could kind of like look at it and say, you know, how do we with our mission now that we know how the village operates. I don't want to put a pause on anything because things move slowly in government, apparently. I don't know what other breakout sessions going to do for two people in my committee, for instance, after we've requested this information. I think it was kind of understood that other groups had the same kind of feeling that until we got the information we need from the village, it would be hard for us to take the next step, analyze it, of course, and bring up the consultant is find out how we're going to interact with the consultant now that we have this information in front of us. I don't know what we're going to break out for today. I mean, my goal is to get the stuff from the village so we can look at it.
can talk to you during the.
Also, like, you know, so for instance, at the in the agenda, which I can show you, new business, we basically wrote down, discuss the timeline, discuss when committees have to submit their recommendations. So it's scheduled to talk about that today, just like let everybody know that where we're going and where we're at. And
there might be work that you're able to do that, you know, we can flush through.
So our group is kind of weird because we're governance. And so we talked about at the last meeting, it would be nice to know what the other group's recommendations were before we identified all of our goals. That's not to preclude us from having goals, because we still can have some. But we kind of need to know what the other groups are finding. Again, very data-driven. I mean, I'm having a hard time trying to get my hands around what we should be focused on, not having any data, not having any qualitative or quantitative information. And so it seems like we're just going on what people's gut feel is all about. And I'm personally kind of uncomfortable with that.
I think, again, that's probably something that your liaison can help. And, you know, just to your point earlier, it may just be something in terms of going just getting the team. Why don't we go into our subcommittee?
Well, I'd like to piggyback on Chris. I have no reason to say there's no one on my subcommittee. So I can talk to Ken for a little bit. But can we do new business so I could go after we're done?
Let me just so you guys have
wait. Sorry, Abby, do you have something to say?
It does. Oh, it does like a
got it.
Hand, so she may
got not. It. Got it. Got it. Okay. So, new business. We were going to do, Ken or Erica want to talk about the timeline for each subcommittee. So we did say that we wanted the data requests to be in by middle of May, but if everybody feels like they can't do work until that data request comes in, we could move that timeline up if we feel we should.
But yeah, so I think our assumption may have been that the goals would get put together and then the information needs would flow from that. But if it's switched, we can switch those dates. So if people want to get their information requests in by the end of April, is that 30th, and then submit their goals by May 15th or whatever that second meeting is. May, that might be.
That would be awesome, but if we could just get the data and then have 2 weeks to process it and then create the goals.
Yeah, I think the second meeting isn't until the third or fourth month, so that should give you some time.
Well, if we submit the request by the end of April, when is it realistic that the data would come back to us?
The information, and But I would also say, too, like, where the deadline might be the end of April, but the earlier that you can get.
Submitting the data request shouldn't be a problem. My question is when we would get the data back, because I would not want to finalize goals until I had data to guide what goals we're going to focus on.
I would say it unfortunately does depend on what you ask for, but so I would argue that if you whatever the request is, and you can talk to Trish and she can actually lay it out at the timeline for it, but not knowing what the request is can't give you a hard date without knowing what, you know, what that request is, or, you know, it could be that you need to gather figures that take longer. It just, you know,
sure.
What I mean?
So going back to the original comments at the last meeting, if we got the, they wanted the data request by mid-May, and then there was no discussion of how long it's going to take the process. And so I guess I would ask, are we comfortable establishing goals kind of, not to be derogatory, but just pulling them out of the air? Or how are we supposed to create goals? I've never, you know, in my professional life, I've never, ever established a goal without having context or data driving what the priority should be.
So what I've been noticing with some teams is that they have an idea of what their goal is. They've been requesting information to see if that goal makes sense, and then sort of moving there. So it's a sort of loop, an iterative
kind of thing.
Yeah. So I imagine that might be the way for some teams. I think each team just might work differently depending on what the topic and goal thoughts is. But laying us into your process by emailing us as you're talking is always helpful. And then start making the data requests. Like for a couple of them, it's been really helpful to already have those requests so that we have more time to provide it to the team.
And but for Mindy, do you guys feel all your requests are in right now, so you're just waiting? Or
no, not at all.
Okay. Yours are all out?
Ours are in. Again, speaking for the purchasing supplier subcommittee.
Yeah, right.
But I'm just wondering, Karen is in my subcommittee, so I'll let her talk after this. I'm just wondering if it's worthwhile to even have a meeting again until we get this information and sit down and go through it as a subcommittee.
I was just wondering, since you have our request, can you tell us where you are in terms of gathering that?
We have started looking at it. We just got it on Friday or Thursday.
Okay.
I think it was Thursday. I got it because I must have missed it on my end. So Erica forwarded to me on Thursday. So we have started to look at it, and we are, we'll get it to you as soon as we possibly can, hopefully within a week.
Well, based on what you've seen, do you have any idea how much time it would take, and I'm assuming you have people that are helping you, Luke, and
so we have Luke and myself who are doing it right now.
Okay.
And then we'll have to reach out to, you know, the police department, fire department, public works. So it's a lot of data that you requested.
Yeah.
And 5 years, some of it was for 5 years. So we're thinking maybe if we do like 2 years to start with, and then if you need more, we could give you more, because a lot of the data is you requested a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
which is great.
Flexibility,
I mean, I have no problem,
you know,
with
in working.
Yeah.
You 2 years worth of information, you know, I think would probably give you start with what you're working on. Like,
and if it would be helpful too, I can send you stuff as we get it, so you could start looking at it. It's up to you, though. You'd rather look at it all at once.
Yeah, I'll be happy to, you know, age at a time, a category at a time.
Right.
Would be more fruitful.
Yeah.
Because I think we broke it down into like four or five categories.
Right.
So if you can fulfill one category and piecemeal it, that might be.
Okay.
I'm a little frustrated at the. I sent that email over on 2 weeks ago, so now you're saying you. Server problem. I went out on.
I personally think they just like to brag that they've already got our stuff together. But, you know, you're overachievers. We love it.
Yeah, I think, you know, all we can do is move forward. And I think, that, yeah, you know, if she's saying she's going to work hard to get it within the week, I think she's going to do it. So, you know, we can do is move on, but I you know, I hear your frustration, and I think, you know, we're trying to move in the right direction with the whole committee, and all we can ask is a little patience, but we are trying to get there. So
again, I think talking to each of your committees tonight a little bit to get some insight, and you know, there might be something that.
This is silly, but it would help our group, governance group, if we knew what data requests were out there. So we could, if there's a place to put the data requests, you know, we were using Dropbox at one point. I don't know if we still are, but like knowing, this is just me, but, you know, when I think of the village, I think of, they do fire, they do police, they do roads, they do sewers. And so if there's already data being requested on those areas, then we should ask for the data in a different way. We should go with the data that people have already requested. I don't think we should, I mean,
let me look into Dropbox, because that's a really good idea. Like, because then everybody, as we get data from each group, and I can separate it into subcommittees, but then other people can look at the data as well. So let me look into that.
I'd like to know what the other subcommittees are asking, too, only because it might help us say, oh, we should have thought about asking about that for our supplier group. So,
right.
Yeah, if we could get just what's being requested by the other four or five groups, or what they're doing,
yep,
might be helpful.
At the minimum, we have a meeting packet, Trish?
We do have a Dropbox account, so I, you know, let me just look into it and make sure, and I can have Luke send it out to everybody. I'll set it up, and whatever requests have been made, I'll put in there. Whatever information we've already submitted to people, I'll put in there so that everybody knows.
And so.
Thank you.
All right, so just to get new business out of the way, let's we talked about the timeline for subcommittee. So we just switched it. So you want to just clarify the dates then, what we're saying?
Yeah, sure. So if you could submit your data requests by April 30th, and then submit your recommendations, your goals by May 15th, or whatever that closest second meeting in May is.
I want to push back on that. So I would say submit the data, and after we get the data, then 2 weeks or the next meeting after that, then we can submit our goals.
Yeah, I think it gives you enough.
I don't know how it would.
So the 2 weeks after you get them?
2 weeks after we receive the data, then we could finalize our goals.
Right, because if they put in a data request on April 30th,
right,
and we don't get
That's
it true. To them until May 8th, then it would might be hard. I understand that. That we were going to talk about our meeting cadence as well. I don't know if we really want to talk about that right now before we break into. So yeah. The thought was, is twice a month, you know, good for everybody? Is do you want to move to once a month? That's up to you, so we can have a discussion about that.
Yeah, and I'll chime in just to let you know, the things we're thinking about this is, one, you know, can everybody get together? Two, summer's coming. Three, we need to also have the ability to provide you with a place to meet, which enforces why we, you know, would meet more. So, you know, feel free to answer, but I would take those things into consideration.
Is this on? I can quickly chime in. I'm happy to continue meeting twice a month if we're going to continue to reserve space for subcommittee meetings in that twice a month meeting. If we're going to take out subcommittee meetings, I think our subcommittee would like to meet once a month together, so would reserve that space then for a separate subcommittee. So twice a month works for me generally, as long as we keep the subcommittee meetings in the larger meetings. But
I'm not sure I follow. We're having one meeting a month now, correct?
No, we have two meetings a month currently.
We had a meeting a month ago, right?
Well, that was because there was issues with this room.
So typically how Mentor Villages work is, what I've seen for River Forest is, if there's a reason for a meeting not to happen, like voting, they will cancel the meeting instead of
we currently on a schedule to meet twice a month going forward?
That's the goal right now.
That's what we have currently, and that's up for discussion.
Right,
whether you
but
want
what
to
do you
meet.
Think? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll just reiterate that I don't know if we as a subcommittee need to meet again until we get our documents. We can get our goals tonight and wait for the documents and then meet again. You know, I don't think twice a month is necessary, at least for our purposes. Other people, if only a subcommittee needs to meet, we don't have to have a meeting of everybody here for that subcommittee to meet twice a month.
No, it's having this meeting space, it offers a set time and place for you all to get together if you want to use it twice a month. And then we are also offering up the village space during normal working hours through the week. Or you can meet together elsewhere if that makes more sense to you. So in your case, you were saying that having it once a month is fine if they can meet at another time.
Fine with me too. I don't see us meeting more than under the current situation where we're still in the initial stages of all this.
Matt, are you saying okay, definitely once a month, but as far as where you have your subgroup meetings, subcommittee meetings, we would provide you that space, or what do you? I just want to.
No, I don't think we need a subcommittee meeting again until our subcommittee looks at the data we've requested.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying, generally, are you saying you would need those two, or let's say you had, I understand.
Well,
you're
the fewer meetings, the better, is what I'm saying. Once a month would be enough.
But as long as you're accomplishing the goals, yeah, I agree with you. So,
anyone on Zoom?
Can you still hear us on Zoom?
Yeah, this is Cindy Shay. I like the idea of, I feel like we need more time as a subcommittee to really move things forward for a group. So I like the idea of one meeting with all of us, and then that way we can also work on, you know, weigh in on the other groups if they want to present something to the committee. But then otherwise the second meeting to be more focused with the subcommittee.
So you would have a subcommittee separately you don't need a space to meet as a subcommittee?
I mean, that's just what I think. I mean, the groups are pretty small. A lot of on Zoom anyway, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to speak for everybody in my subcommittee, but I think this Monday, Tuesday thing might be presenting challenges for their participation. So I could see us having one meeting a month, and then maybe we could find a different time that would work for them on in an evening or in the weekend that wouldn't require meeting space here. But, you know, I think there's meeting space at the library, and heck, if the weather gets nice, you know, we can put a blanket out. And
Dorota, did you want to say something, chime in?
Yeah, so I think the subcommittees, they just have to agree amongst each other what works best for them and however they want to meet. In with my group, you can totally meet at my house, my yard, whatever. I don't think that's an issue for anybody. People can just agree however they want to meet, they can meet, and then once a month they report to the overall group, to the committee. And I think that would be the most reasonable way to manage that moving forward.
Okay, so it looks like we will likely be moving to once a month, and then the subcommittees can meet on their own or schedule time with the village for their space. You are having trouble coming up with space or times, please let us know so that we can help facilitate that. But yeah, that sounds like a good.
We're still saying the next date is what?
I need to look at a different computer.
my computer.
We can.
Monday of next month, or it'll be the second Tuesday of the
third Tuesday.
Third Tuesday or the first Monday.
And I think the third Tuesday, I think Tuesdays are booked on for a different meeting. So I don't want to, so I think a Monday meeting would be the best.
Okay.
So the first Monday, I will look it up. I will make sure it's on the village calendar, and then I will have Luke send that out with everything else. The date of the next meeting. Does that work for everybody?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, works.
As you're waiting on information, our next meeting, is that too, I want to say too soon or not too soon? First meeting, we're talking about the first Monday in May?
Dependent on the
meeting. Well, we can try to have the information ready from the consultants for the next full meeting. We'll have to get together, the three of us.
Our next meeting then would be May 1st?
I'm going to look at the calendar, and then I'm going to have Luke send out an update when the meeting is.
Okay, so you can't tell us now.
I just want to make sure it's held on our on the calendar and that we have this room. Just double checking.
Okay.
I'd rather know and have it right instead of canceling it.
I think that is all of our new business, if I'm not mistaken. So why don't we go into our subcommittee? Space, and for those of you who are in Zoom, please connect with your sub.
Okay.
Let me connect. Okay, great. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. And so everybody on Zoom, are you able to connect with your groups?
Yes, we can.
Yes. This is Abby. I don't know that I have Mindy's information readily available. I don't know if there's a way. It's just to.
Oh, you're in Mindy's group?
Yes.
I'll get that over.
Yeah. That work, Abby?
Sorry, the mics are cutting out. I did not catch that conversation.
Oh, sorry. Mindy will call you.
Okay, that works. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.